When I say Lord of creation, please respond, hear our prayer. O God, you hold our lives in your hands. You have promised to give us new heart and to put a new spirit in us. Forgive us where we have failed to be good stewards and to be good friends. Give us the courage to think beyond our own lives, to live and consume responsibly, so that our near and far neighbours can experience their full dignity, and that we can help restore and admire the beauty of our communities and of this earth. O God, you hold our world in your hands. Forgive those of us who haven't used their power wisely. Give us and our leaders the courage to make the right decisions, to think beyond our own economies, to seek genuine partnerships so that all people can experience the fullness of life, and that our planet is known to be the common home for all creation and future generations. Lord of creation, hear our prayer. We remember in our prayers those who, because of frailty or illness, are not able to experience the joys of the countryside, those who cannot see the gradual changing of the leaves or feel the autumn chill in the air. We pray especially for those we know who are unwell, for Earl Adams, Ralph Bedford, Mark Gardner, Malcolm George, Emily Rockingham, Pam Storey, Martin Vowles, and Angela Sudourian. We remember all those in pain, in body, in mind, and in spirit. And we ask that you bring them through prayer the comfort of your love. We pray for the family and friends of Dixie Pugh, Anne Speller, and Harry Haig, whose anniversaries occur this week. Lord of creation, hear our prayer. You open our eyes, Lord, to see the beauty around us, but we often find it hard to understand why people suffer and why nature is sometimes cruel and harsh. We pray for those who have been caught up in forest fires and floods this summer, for all who have died and been injured, and the many who have lost their homes. But Lord Jesus, most of all, we deplore the destruction caused by man fighting man. We pray for strength for all who have nothing left of the countries and homes they knew. Their precious world destroyed, and where nothing now exists. We pray that all fighting will cease, and we pray for all the aid workers, where for so much of the time they are faced with a hopeless task. Help us to trust where we cannot see, and help us to be alongside those in danger and despair. Lord of creation, hear our prayer. By faith, we gaze up to the heavens and know within its vastness that this is your creation, planned and effected within eternity. We pluck an ear of corn and know within its symmetry lies the chemistry of life, creation within our hands. By faith, we pray for new initiatives here in Roxbourne and everywhere in our country. We listen for your voice and know the whisper that we hear breathed a world into existence, yet listens to the prayers within our hearts. By faith, we pray for our Christian lives. We strive to do your will, to make the right choices. But we know that wherever we go may lead us into the shadows, where our role is to become your light and to be a herald proclaiming the name of Jesus. By faith, Lord, help us to change and walk closer to you each day, to cling to your word and know the strength that we receive comes, Lord Jesus, from your love that is at the center of all creation. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ.